Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks, to the WWL special edition of Sports Talk. We're live from the Rouse's Market in Houma. Stop by and say hey to me, Mike D'Atelier, here, Martin Luther King Boulevard, hanging out till 7 p.m. when we hand things over to the Saints Hour. Right now, Mike, though, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, always love hearing from you, man. How's the podcast doing?
Everything is good, man. We're rolling right along as per usual and having a lot of fun doing it. So, all is good right now.
Mark, you talk about stinking. Man, the Saints red zone, this is really stinking. Come on, you're moving the football up and down the field. You get inside the 40, it's either a missed field goal. And, well, Blake Groupie's going now. Cade York, the former LSU kicker, who's bounced all over the league in three places in a short period of time, is the new kicker. But you've been on some teams and maybe some struggles in the red zone. Bob and I have talked about this. A lot of times you get to the 1 or 2 yard line. Man, you can't trick people. You got to physically line up and beat them off the snap and get a push up front. We haven't seen that with the Saints. It's almost like trick plays if they get inside the 5 yard line.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That is one of those things. I always say this in the red zone as well. Like, that's where you really determine whether you know how to run the ball or not. You know, it's like a lot of people get fooled by yards per carry. A lot of people get fooled by, you may have two breakout runs, and the next thing you know, you have 130 yards rushing, and everybody goes, "Oh, we had a good day rushing." I'm like, "No, you didn't. You averaged 2 yards a carry, except for the two breakouts. One of them you had on third down and 7, and you popped a draw for 37 yards. You know, like that's not running the ball. Running the ball is when everybody on offense and everybody on defense and everybody in the stands knows you're going to run it. And you could still get 4 yards. You could still drive you can still create first downs against in short yardage situations in the red zone. Those are the things to me that indicate whether you can run or not. And on the goal line, you're 100% right. They've got a body count advantage. And you've just got to be able to, not only get a push, but then your running back has to BYOB, which is bring your own blocker. You got to run somebody's ass over and get yourself in the end zone. And that, to me, determines whether you can truly run the ball or not. And that's what you've got to be able to do down there.
Man, we watched the Rams, and it was like like an 8-car collision. I mean, they hit Tampa Bay every which way but loose. It's just a dominating performance again by the Rams offense. It's like the ball never touched the ground with Stafford. But how impressed are you with the fact that they run now, and we had, I think last year, that I read the stat, they were in 13 personnel, 3 tight ends, 8% of the time. now is the standard for what they run the offense with the three tight ends. That, to me, to change that quickly goes to show, man, Sean McVay, just how sharp a guy he is to adjust to the personnel that you have. It helps out in the running game that you got an extra big man. But also, too, boy, throws a lot of pressure because how are you going to match up with that big tight end if he takes off downfield and you can use a lot of that right over the middle? Man, the Rams really, really look like an unbelievable football team at this stage and the best team in the NFC.
I think the best team in the NFL. I just think – I look at the Rams. I think there's one dominant team in the NFL right now. That's the Rams. And I know the Patriots are 10-2, and you know, they've got some injuries on the offensive line now, so they're going to be out with that, without their starting, you know, their two rookies that start on the left side. They're going to be, you know, minus those two guys for at least a few weeks. So that's not going to bode well. And I know the Broncos, you know, defense is exceptional. Offense has been sputtering, you know, it's kind of been up and down a little bit, but the Rams look like the most complete teams. You're 100% right. Like, I remember going back to 2017, 2018 when Sean McVay first came in the league, and they ran 98% of their personnel groupings were run out of 11 personnel, three wide receivers. And the only time they got out of three wide receivers was on the goal line and in kneel down situations. That was it. And now they're almost exclusively, you know, a bunch of three tight end formations, two tight end formations. And, oh, by the way, they're the number one team in football when it comes to playing under center. And you look at the teams, the three top teams, I believe this is as of like a week ago. I was looking at this up. But I think the three top teams, under center teams, were the Rams, the Seattle Seahawks, and the San Francisco 49ers. You want to talk about kicking it back to old school 90s football and Matthew Stafford, 27 straight touchdowns without an interception. I mean, they are a phenomenal, phenomenal football team. So much fun to watch. But you know what I loved on, you know what I loved on Thursday or Sunday night was there was an incomplete pass. I think it was on a third down. It ended a drive. And Sean McVay walks up the sideline and he's like barking back and forth with Stafford. And then he walks away and he comes back down when they're on the sideline and barks at him again. And it's a level of accountability. Like we expect, like it's almost shocking to them when they don't execute something. And, you know, and McVay was, you know, you could see how irritated he was. And, you know, I talked about it on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. It's like everybody talks about availability being the best ability. And when it comes to abilities, I don't even know what ability is. But to me, it's responsibility and it's accountability. And, man, they have that. Like, they have that accountability. You could see it on that one play. They're up 30 to whatever. Like, they're crushing Tampa Bay. And they're pissed that they didn't convert. Like, that to me is – that's how special they are right now.
Man, when I look at it in the AFC, you're right about the injuries to the Patriots. And, man, a guy that, you know, I'll go back to the high school ranks with Will Campbell, and I thought he was having a really good season at that left tackle position. He's down. And what does that do now to, you know, Drake May? Because the one thing, the two rooks, they didn't play like rookies. I mean, those guys, and listen, nobody's going to have a good time with Myles Garrett. And they didn't really do much that really helped that, which actually sort of surprised me that they didn't give him more help than what he had. But the Patriots at this point now have to really hang their hat on Drake May. But they can't get away from that identity. And I think, Mark, they got something with Travion Henderson. They got a guy there. Even though you lose your left tackle and left guard for a while, I don't think you can get away from what has won for you. And I don't think Coach Grable's going to get away from that.
No, I don't think so either. The other thing you have to be able to do is you got to be able to understand what the issues are. And I think they're perfectly built because of Josh McDaniels. That guy is so good offensively. And I always think the biggest thing you have to do is not just attack the weakness of the defense, more important than attacking the weakness of the defense, which he's excellent from a game planning standpoint. But truly, the biggest issue is mitigating your own potential weaknesses. And now that you've got a new left side of your offensive line, that's going to be the big thing. We got to mitigate potential disaster over there. And we've got to give our guys an opportunity to have success. And a lot of that comes down to play calling. A lot of that comes down to how are we going to help those guys? How are we going to turn protection? What are we going to do to keep guys in? How are we going to line up two tight ends over there and do that? You know, all the different things that you do to alleviate some of the issues that losing starters is going to create. And I'm not saying that's going to be easy, because there's a reason there's starters and there's a reason there's backups, right? The starters are better. And so you're really going to have to be top-notch, top-level here in the next couple of weeks coaching to mitigate that potential disaster.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Stink, when you look at this Miami team that the Saints are going to travel and visit this Sunday, what have you seen from the Dolphins, man? Because there have been a really big roller coaster, I guess you could say, of a season. They're riding high right now, having won their last two, at least, before going into the bye week. But, man, it's been ugly so far.
Yeah, well, I will say they're playing much better as a unit on defense, much better defending the run. They really struggled early this season, had a bunch of young guys playing. And, you know, they played hard, but they were just out of position a lot. And so they've certainly played better on that side of the ball without question. I think the biggest thing is, you can say whatever you want about Mike McDaniels. And, you know, I make fun of, you know, Coach Capri Pants and you know, and we're going to start meetings at 24 after because we haven't won a playoff game in 24 years and stupid things like that that drive me crazy. But I'm going to tell you, from a play design standpoint and using his personnel to his advantage, man, he has been on point the last couple of weeks. They run more two back, two tight end situations, and they use, I think they're the number one team over the last 3 weeks of using an extra offensive lineman, which is Daniel Brunskill, the guy that played in San Francisco under Mike McDaniels, and they are crushing people on the edges of the defense. Achan is unreal outside the numbers. They really do a good job with their pin and pull game. They do a great job with their G lead scheme on the outside. They do a great job of getting Achan to the edge of the defense and capturing the perimeter of a defense. So they've really done a great job with that. And then they use Ollie Gordon inside as a change of pace inside runner. And so they've been great using both those guys in the backfield at the same time. Then all of a sudden bringing Ingold in and being in their ISO game with Ingold and then Brunskill in there to really capture the edge as well and using off the extra offensive linemen. So they've been great with that. And then running the play action stuff, Tua is not, when I watch Tua, he's not very good as a drop back passer, but he may be the best quick play action hand out of, or the ball out of my hand in under 2 seconds guy in the league. Like, it's unreal how good, how accurate, and how well he throws the anticipatory routes off of play action. So if you can run the ball and set up your play action, your RPO game with Tua, that's where they're cutting people. I mean, flat cutting people up. It's the drop back game that Tua struggles with and hasn't been very good. And if you can get them into a pure drop back game, you got a chance to win. If you let them run the edges and let them run their RPO games and their play action off of that stuff, you're going to get beat.
Stink, I'm going to say it because Abraham's not here, and he is the biggest Cowboy hater in the world. But, man, I'm going to tell you something. Man, their defense has come alive with the trade with Quinnen Williams. They got Clark from Green Bay. They've been able to stop the run. They run the football pretty well. Man, and what a year George Pickens has had at wide receiver. And a lot of people question that move. Why would you go after Pickens? He had been a little bit of a kind of a headache in Pittsburgh. All he's done this year, 67 catches, averaging 15.7 yards a catch. And 8 of his 67 catches end up in the end zone. And guess what? I don't ever have to see double coverage. Not with CeeDee Lamb on the other side, on, you know, mostly in the slot.
Yeah, yeah, they're like Dallas has got a chance, legit chance. You know, playing Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day, Kansas City obviously has to travel. That's never like that's always hard. And I think offensively, the thing I like most right now, the thing that I think is a favorable matchup for the Dallas Cowboys is I think they have more of an identity on the offensive side of the ball than does the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to figure out still what they are, where Dallas, I think, knows what they are, and which is crazy, you know, for what are they, 5-5-1 team versus 6-5. But like Dallas feels interesting to me. Coming back from 21-0 down, eliminating the big plays on the defensive side, creating some big plays on your offensive side of the ball, having some big time special teams plays. I just thought Dallas was kind of amazing what they were able to do. And listen, I'm no Dallas Cowboy fan, but I am a Dak Prescott believer and fan. And plus, you know, I live in Denver, so I root for Kansas City to lose every game. And gosh, if Dallas knocked them off on Thanksgiving and made them 6-6 at this point, you're kind of on the outside looking into the playoffs. That would make me happy. I think that would make the whole AFC happy because nobody wants the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs because of their pedigree and what they've been able to accomplish over the last 7 years. I mean, think about this. This is the eighth year that Patrick Mahomes has started. 7 years, they've gone to 5 Super Bowls. They've been bounced out the latest they have, or the earliest they have exited the playoffs is in overtime in the AFC Championship game. They've been bounced in overtime twice in the AFC Championship game. That's the earliest their season has ended. So, like, if you're in the AFC and you don't live in Kansas City, everybody wants the Chiefs out.
That is true, man. And if you look at social media, they're the most hated team. I thought the Cowboys were. But the Chiefs, I think, have trumped them on that. I mean, either you like them or you don't. There is no gray area with the Chiefs. None.
Yeah, I respect the heck out of what they've done. I really do. But, you know, I hate them with the white hot intensity of 1,000 suns. So I am rooting for them to lose every game, and we'll see what happens.
Mark, always appreciate your time. Thankful for you joining us weekly. Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you, Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Take care.
All right.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark's the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast. That's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season.
Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.